gotta come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future.
We always knew that nobody ever predicts the future correctly. So we just said, let's not worry about that. We want to create a future people will enjoy seeing. A optimistic, positive future, different than the things that you would see in, say, a movie like Blade Runner. Dystopian people with shaved heads and all, everybody wearing uniforms and nobody smiling. Nah, Back to the Future is a comedy. We wanted people to see the movie, say, hey, that looks great. I'd like to live in that future.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California, on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015?
Now, you said before that nobody can predict the future. You gave it a pretty good shot, and you got quite a lot right, didn't you?
We did much better than we thought. I'm talking to you by Skype. We predicted that would be everyday technology.
Hello, in here, please.
Hey, the big M. How's it hanging, McFly?
Hey, Needles.
Being able to use it on flat-screen TVs, which is correct, with a data stream going across, which is kind of like Facebook. You can watch multiple channels on a flat-screen television at one time. The kids in the house are wearing Google glasses.
If I were you, I would be onto Google wanting a cut of that.
I'm sure there'd be, you know, 20,000 other people say, well, no, I thought of that, actually. I thought of that.
But you've got the film to prove it.
No, you're right. We got a lot of stuff right. Of course, the food hydration device. Nobody's even thinking about that.
Hydrate level 4, please.
Is it ready?
Here you go.
Oh, boy, Mom. You sure can hydrate a pizza.
Although, the 3D printer technology, people are thinking about using that in the kitchen. We've got all the voice-activated technology. When the police bring Jennifer in, they say, you should turn the lights on, and she says, lights on, and it responds to her voice. That's accurate. We have financial transactions. Old Biff pays for the taxi cab with his thumb.
Little girl, stop. Look, I need to borrow your hoverboard.
You won't be trying to pursue a patent for hoverboards.
You know where I was yesterday, Marilyn? I was up in Los Gatos, California, and I rode the Hendo hoverboard.
He's on a hoverboard!
These guys have created a magnetic energy hoverboard. Who would have thought some crazy idea that we had in this movie? 30 years later, it's real.
Watching Back to the Future 2, it makes you feel sort of a nostalgic almost for a future that never happened. Was there one thing that you would really have liked to have seen happen from some of your predictions?
If people were actually able to turn their trash into energy, you know, the world would be an absolutely fantastic place.
Wait a minute, what are you doing, Doc?
I need fuel.
Go ahead, quick, get in the car.
But that would be the one thing where I said, okay, pick one thing, Gail, that would be it.